On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk. This is Cape Talk.
It's now 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. A week ago, we were speaking to Xanthia Limburg, the mayoral committee member for water, amongst other things, in the city of Cape Town, about the new tariffs that come into effect as of tomorrow in the city of Cape Town, as well as the amendments to the existing bylaws and how they'll be affecting you. Received a number of calls and messages subsequent to that saying, I live in an apartment block. I don't have an individual water meter. What processes do I need to follow to ensure that I get one so that I can monitor my own usage of water, but more importantly, be responsible for your own consumption of water? Somebody who can help us with that is Specialist Community Schemes Consultant at Paddox. That's Zelinda van der Merwe. Zelinda, lovely to talk to you again. Good morning.
Hi there, good morning Africa, and hello to the Cape Talk listeners. Thank you again for the opportunity.
What is the process to follow if I live in a community scheme, a sectional title, if I'm living in an apartment block where I don't have an individual water meter? What is the process to follow to ensure that the body corporate or whoever is responsible will make it possible for all of us to enjoy individual meters?
Sure. So that's just the point right there, is that one owner can't install a water meter in their unit. It's something that has to be installed in every single section, as well as exclusive use area and the common property in a body corporate. So this isn't something that can be done by the owner or a group of owners. It's something that must be done by the trustees representing the body corporate. Now, the trustees can either exercise this process on their own, alternatively by an ordinary resolution authorizing the body corporate to install and maintain separate meters to measure the supply of water and any other service to every single section, as well as the common property. And then, of course, the individual costs of the services supplied will be recovered from the body corporates on the owner's levy accounts based on their metered supply. So if you don't have water meters in your unit, you'll be paying water according to your participation quota, which is the size of your units. If you do have water meters, you'll actually be paying according to your metered supply. It's a very good thing to have water meters installed in your units, and we've found since the water restrictions in Cape Town that those types of questions have come to us a lot more frequently. How can we install water meters? How can we compel our body corporate to install water meters? Who's responsible to pay for it? How is it recovered? Those types of questions. So it's a very good thing to have in your body corporate.
Certainly. And Zelinda, with your permission, I'm going to invite calls on 021-446-0567. We'll take one or two to air. If you can make them as general as possible, please, as opposed to specific to your particular situation. That way, listeners can also enjoy from the answers that Zelinda is going to give us. So your calls, 021-446-0567. Tony asking an interesting question on the SMS line. Can individual water meters be installed in complexes or sectional title-owned properties with outstanding water bills running into tens of thousands of rands, and will areas be written off completely? I suppose that's more a question for the city of Cape Town more so than for you, Zelinda, but can you offer any insights?
Sure. So when it comes to individual water meters that are installed in units, the body corporate is ultimately still the party that is paying the municipality for that service. And recovering the costs based on individual supply from the owner's levy accounts, which means if an owner is not going to be paying for that water consumption, their levy accounts are going to go into arrears. And the body corporate is going to have to follow the process that is set out for them in terms of the legislation to recover that. So unfortunately, the body corporate can still be set in a prejudicial position if an owner is not going to pay for the water, or in return, if their tenant is not going to pay for the water that they recover from them independently. The alternative to installing water meters where the body corporate is still responsible is to install separate prepaid water meters on the common property to control the supply of water to individual sections. That, however, needs a higher level of approval, that special resolution of the members of the body corporate, and the process in order to install that is a little bit more complicated, but that could be the alternative to deal with that cost issue.
And the city does allow for prepaid water meters, correct? I do know that
yes.
In parts of Gauteng, I think City of Joburg has this as one of its bylaws, and I do know that major parts of Gauteng actually have prepaid water meters. The City of Cape Town allows it, yeah?
They do. It's a pretty new concept in Cape Town. We don't deal with it very often in our consulting department, the questions that come through. But I think the first question about the recovery of the cost from owners and the impact it has on the body corporate has led to a lot more interest in the installation of separate prepaid meters on common property. So that would solve that issue.
Talking about costs, who is responsible for the installation of these water meters? So let's imagine there's an apartment block of 15 units, right? We're all owners, and there has been a resolution that says, okay, we want individual water meters. Is it for the individual property owners to incur the cost of it, or is it still a body corporate cost that then needs to be factored into the accounting, I suppose, of the scheme's finances?
It's a body corporate cost, so it will be included in the budget, the expenses of the body corporate, and is ultimately recovered from the owners according to the participation quota in any event. So as an owner, you are going to be paying for your meters, but you're not going to be paying for the actual meter installed in your unit. You're going to be paying for your share of that expense the body corporate had to incur.
You have alluded to this, but somebody messaging to say that two trustees are having water meters installed in their apartments only. Is this legal?
So when it comes to the first option of water meters being installed to deal with the metered supply, it has to be installed in every single section, every single exclusive use area, and the common property in order for the body corporate to recover these charges, not just one or two owners' units. With regards to the prepayment water meters, it is possible for prepayment water meters to be installed on common property to only serve one or multiple sections or exclusive use areas. However, that process is not a practical one because it's going to involve quite a lot of reticulation and rewiring issues, replumbing issues on the common property and dealing with the entire scheme, as well as various types of rules that will have to be put in place to exclude those particular owners with the prepaid water meters from the overall cost of water for the body corporate. In other words, those that are still part of the bulk supply, and to exclude them from the liability and the cost aspects of it. So it's not a practical solution. It's not something that we've dealt with. So more often than not, if one or more owners want water meters installed, it's something that has to wait until the entire body corporate is able to and willing to take on that exercise.
Can tenants agitate, I suppose, their landlords, landladies, regarding individual water meters?
They could. Look, when it comes to recovery of water from a tenant in a scheme that doesn't have water meters, it's going to be difficult to do so because as a landlord, you're a member of the body corporate and you're paying levies to the body corporate. The levy amount is not going to specifically say this amount is for water. You're going to have to do a breakdown of the budget of the body corporate, which could be quite complicated. In that regard, you are then going to have to recover that amount, particular amount, from the tenant, as opposed to just having a separate line item on your levy account that says water consumption from this date to this date is this amount, which is obviously a lot easier to recover from a tenant. So if the tenant feels as though they're being overcharged for water, or if the landlord feels that in order to control the usage of water of the tenant because they're being pressurized by the body corporate to control it, then trying to institute a process with the body corporate to install meters is the way to go. Now, in order to get the trustees of the body corporate to start this process, and you're just one owner, you can get the support of your fellow owners. You would need 25% of the participation quota to request that the trustees call a meeting to pass this ordinary resolution needed to install water meters. So even if you're on your own, there is still a process that you can follow to get water meters installed in all the units to benefit not only your own unit, but the tenant of the unit as well.
All right. There is a call coming in on 021-446-0567. I imagine, Zelinda, that the biggest advantage of even suggesting the idea of installing particularly prepaid water meters is that then you are in complete control of your water consumption, I suppose, because you'll be able to ascertain, okay, today I've used more water this month than I did last month. And more importantly, if you are living in an apartment block where you're having to share the cost amongst however many units, you will not then be unfairly, I suppose, given a cost that is not attributable to you. And Renata actually wants to speak to something like that. Renata in Tambuskloof. Renata, your question for Zelinda.
Yes, good morning. I live in quite an old block of flats here in Tambuskloof, and I want to know, Zelinda said, we will be charged according to our participation. That means the size of your flat. like you are with your levies. You know, you pay according to the size of your flat. And she says they would be charging water then according to the size of your flat. But if there's only one person in the flat, which is a bigger flat, which is mine, let's say, and then there's in another flat, which let's say is small, and there's three people occupying it, surely how can they judge how much water is being used?
An important point, Renata, and Zelinda did say it will be one of the options. Zelinda?
Sure. So when you don't have individual water meters installed for your units, then the water recovery charge is going to be based on participation quota, irrespective of the number of people that live in that unit. It's not up to the body corporate to say, well, this unit's got one person, that unit's got three people. Let's try to implement a way to see who uses more. It's impossible. If you do feel that you're being prejudiced because of the size of your units having to pay more water based on your participation quota than somebody else, the process to install water meters is something that you can implement as an owner. Only when water meters are installed is the body corporate able to see that unit, irrespective of the size, irrespective of the number of people, is using this amount of water. That is the only fair way that the body corporate is able to determine what exact charge should be allocated to a unit. If you don't have water meters, then participation quota is the way to go.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Renata. And as you said, Zelinda, this is, I suppose, the focus area of the questions you're getting into the office at Paddocks today.
Quite a lot, yeah. Under the electricity issues we were having, it was the installation of, all those types of installations and installments. Now it's watering garden restrictions and installing grey water systems and rain harvest systems and water meters and all sorts of things. So we're very much, affair with what's happening in our community, and we're getting the questions that relate to that as well.
Zelinda van der Merwe, thank you very much as always for your time, a specialist community schemes consultant at Paddock.